Welcome to the Circuit of Success Podcast.
The Circuit of Success Podcast.
With your host,
Brett Gilliland.
Brett Gilliland, Visionary Wealth Advisory.
The Circuit of Success Podcast. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Circuit of Success. I am your host, Brett Gilliland. Today, I've got Marcus Collius with me. Marcus, how you doing, my man?
I am on fire today. So good to be here, Brett. Thanks for the time, man.
Absolutely. Happy to have you. I got another Canadian. And what I say is another. I've had, I think, three other folks already. It's early January. It's January 23rd today as we're recording this. And I've already interviewed three guys from Canada this year. So it's my Canadian podcast. I have to ask, did you play hockey? They all play hockey.
You know, I didn't, but I wanted to. I was tall, gangly, and we didn't have the money for it. Hockey is such an expensive sport. If people don't realize that, holy smokes.
It's very expensive, very expensive. Well, you are kicking some butt out there, man. You are a serial entrepreneur. You're the founder of multiple 8 and 9 figure businesses. You have a 25-year career. You have a supplement company, Magnum. I'm going to butcher that name, Nutraceuticals. 12 years ago from a startup to $170 million, man. So helping tens of millions of people out there. And it's predicted that you've helped over, I don't know how many people, but thousands of people, 10 million people lose over 3 million pounds.
That's right.
That's amazing work, man. So before we dive into all this great work, if you can, let us know what's made you the man you are today.
Oof. I like it. Let's get right into it.
That's right.
There's a few pieces of ways to answer this question. Number one is my faith. I'm a man of faith. I trust that there's something much bigger than me at power. My relationship with God has absolutely shaped my life. And it gives me so much peace every single day. It's one of the encouragements I give to young entrepreneurs coming up. I say, if you have not found something bigger than you, you're destined to go nowhere. The weight of this world is just too heavy if you believe it all rests on your shoulders. So my faith has made a massive impact on me and the discipline that I have. And by the way, I built that discipline. I love talking about discipline. It's one of those things for years I just excused it as, well, I'm not a disciplined guy. I wasn't born with that. Those people were born with the discipline. I had none. I was a perfect example of someone who had no discipline, but I learned it. And I built it, and I built the habits that created better discipline in me. And through that discipline, I've created a life of my dreams.
That's amazing. So let's peel that onion layer back here. So I would agree with that. I had to build my discipline as well. I grew up only child. My parents, you know, were successful from, you know, a small town in Illinois, and it was, you know, kind of a nice life, right? And then I came down. I was a financial advisor. College for me was one of those things. I just knew I needed to do it. I didn't apply myself as much as I probably should have. But I got my diploma. I started working in the finance industry. I had a great first year, phenomenal first year. And I thought, it's pretty simple, man. It's pretty easy. I can keep doing the little things I'm doing. And the second year hit me in the face like a ton of bricks, right? And it was the biggest learning period of my life, still to this day, that talent doesn't beat work, right? And now when you can mix some work with some talent, you can go to some pretty amazing places. And so I know what it took for me. It's not easy. So let's dive into that. Let's have a nice little conversation for you. How did you build the habits when that wasn't your habit to begin with?
I love it. So first I started by learning what habits were and how to build them. There are so many great books on that. Atomic Habits is my favorite, easiest recommendation. If you are looking to build habits, read Atomic Habits, listen to Atomic Habits, anything you need to do to start figuring out how to get these habits part of your everyday life. And you now compound habit after habit. And one thing I do a little bit differently than most people, I don't try to do 20 to 40 different things. I don't try to improve 20 to 40 different areas in my life. I go after one area really hard, and I don't want to use the word perfect it, but I put in so much effort, so much work until that is a habit. It's just, it comes as second nature now. And then I move on to the next one. And I recommend people look at what they're trying to improve in their lives and try it this way. So many people are like, okay, it's January, brand new year. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to do better with my relationships. I'm going to bop, 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 bop. Okay, and how's it going now that it's January 23rd? How many of those things have you improved at all? How many are you even thinking about still? But the people who focus down on one thing, hey, this is my thing. I'm gonna be healthier. I'm gonna get into shape. You focus your efforts onto that. You create a life around that. You create disciplines. You create habits around that. That will change your life.
I love that. So talk through some of those things. Like, what are the habits that you had to build from ground up? And that one thing, so let's start with that. If you had one piece of advice to give somebody listening to this that's really struggled with building habits, what would that one thing be?
I have my non-negotiables, and I recommend people figure out their non-negotiables. So if, let's just take fitness, because it is January, and I think it's very common for people to be like, I wish I did more for my health. I wish I was in better shape. Okay, so there's your focus. Now let's talk about your non-negotiables. When are you going to work out and how often? I'm going to work out 5 days a week. That's my non-negotiable. I'm going to get those in. For me, I'm a morning workout guy, and I highly recommend people consider becoming a morning workout human being. Why? Because if you put it till later in the day, we all know crap comes up. I know I'm speaking to a bunch of high achievers. Your day gets filled and stuff comes up constantly. What's one of the first things to get bumped? The workout. Yeah. And even if it didn't get bumped, how often does our brain get filled with all these things? Now I'm thinking about this. I got this stressor. I've got this other thing I got to plan for. I'm barely going through the motions if I did get my workout in. But if you start your day with your workout, there it is. You get going. You don't even check your emails beforehand. You plan it so that you get that workout in. Now, not only is it done, and now not only do you build the confidence of, hey, I'm a guy who works out, that's amazing. You build up your integrity because you go, I said I was going to do it and I did it. But here's one of the most beautiful side effects. You will now have better energy for the whole rest of the day. Not just because that's what workouts do, they give you energy. But also you have the energy of, I did what I said I was going to do. I am a champion. You got to celebrate that for a minute and go, I freaking rule. I did what I said I was going to do, and now I'm feeling better. I have the energy. You know what? My arms are looking a little better. I'm feeling a little bit better. And now you take that and roll it into the next part of life. Think of how much that will impact you at work. So you have now work goals. Great. Use that energy. Use that confidence. Use that integrity and build your next habit.
Yeah. So if we know that, right, then the hard thing to do is to make, you know, and like they talk about in Atomic Habits, is stack, right? So we're going to stack one day onto another day, another habit onto another habit. But how do we do that? So like for me, I'll just pick on myself, right? I get it. I work out. I do all that stuff. I had a plan this week. I'm working out 6 times. But, you know, I was on a college visit this weekend. We get home late last night. I got a full day today. I mean, there was no way in hell I was getting up at, you know, 5:30 this morning to do it. And so shame on me. I didn't do it, right? Full transparency. I didn't do it, right? I know I'll get something in today just because it's a habit. But when you don't want to get up and you don't want to be a morning person, or you just want to give yourself the excuse, like, what did you do to start that habit?
That's really good. So there's a few pieces you just went over, which I love. One, I love that it's your identity, that you were like, hey, I'm going to get it done because I get it done. That you can hear your identity is in there. And I think this is actually something James Clear talks about as well, but this is what I've been preaching for years. First and foremost, change your identity. You have to recognize and speak about yourself as somebody who does work out, as somebody who does do what they say they're going to do. Too many times when we're starting out, especially if it's brand new to you to be on your fitness journey, we still have our old identity. And the minute we drop the ball, I missed my workout this morning. Ugh, that's so like me. I always miss my workouts. I always drop the ball. Listen to what I'm saying about myself. Right. These are horrible things. And it is my identity that I'm almost wearing as a badge. I'm the guy who fails. Do you really want to be that guy? Do you really want that as your identity? So I'm going to encourage you, start by changing your identity as, no, I am somebody who works out. I am somebody who's a man of my word. I have integrity. When I do that, if I miss my workout, because that will still happen, just like you just said, Brett, which I loved, is I'm still going to get it done. You know what? I'm going to squeeze something in today because that's who I am. I am a guy who works out. I am a man of integrity.
Yeah. So, and I think writing that down is a big deal for me. I mean, yeah. I don't have it as much anymore. Well, I lie. I do. I carry my goals with me everywhere I go. And, you know, so I've got this thing printed out, and these are my, what it's called, my 2024 experience. I kind of give every year a name, and it's creating the experiences for my faith, my family, my fitness, my fun, my firm, my finances, right? My six F's. And,
I love it.
But I think writing it down is important and reading that every single day. Would you agree with that?
I completely agree. Let's get into this. Let's get into it, because not enough people are journaling. But let's talk about all the value of writing these things down. So I was in my journal less than an hour ago, and I'm journaling not only how I'm feeling today, how yesterday went, but gratitude. And some of the key things I talk about when I'm doing gratitude journaling, I'm very thankful for how my body's feeling. I'm so grateful that I can go get my workouts in. When you write those things down and now you see them, it really does transfer from here to your subconscious, and you really now reinforce your identity. And it reminds you, oh my goodness, yeah, I actually am much healthier than I used to be. I do feel a lot better than I used to feel. You have to, these are called celebrations. You have to celebrate these things and go, man, I am getting somewhere. Too many people skip this moment. They don't write it down. They don't celebrate. And what ends up happening when you drop the ball, and we all drop the ball, you think you've gone back all the way to zero, because there's no other markers involved that remind me that I've done so much already. Ah, just like me. I'm back at zero. You're not back at zero. You've had a whole bunch of workouts. Maybe you've had months of workouts. And yet we still go, ah, I'm all the way back to zero. I'm starting from, you're not. You're doing great. And I would love to be one of those people to celebrate with you. If you come find me on social media, you will find me as a very celebratory human being. I would love to cheer you on. I'd love to give you encouragement. It's what I do. And it's really fun for me.
You think you're born with that, or you think it's been learned?
Oh, it's absolutely been learned. It's been learned. I celebrated nothing. My first 15 years, they were really crappy. I grew up really poor, come from a divorced family. And by the way, all these things I'm saying, these aren't like scars that are like, oh, poor me, sure. I'm such a victim. No, man, I love them. I love and I so embrace my crappy years, because they make me appreciate these years. I remember what it was like to celebrate nothing. I remember what it was like to have nothing. Now I appreciate it so much more. And the more we take time to celebrate, the more we take time to appreciate things, be in gratitude, it's like a muscle, like anything else. And we're talking about building our fitness, building our muscles. You build this muscle and it becomes stronger and it becomes easier to reach for it. And all of a sudden you're like, holy smokes, there are so many benefits of having this muscle.
Yeah. So you talked just a little bit ago, you mentioned, you said, why do I feel better now than I do before? So I'm going to put you on the spot here. How old are you? Is that okay to ask that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. 45.
Okay, so I'm 46, just turned 46 a couple months ago.
Phenomenal.
Do you feel better at 45 than you did at 35?
Without question. Not
and
even
why
close.
Is that?
Man, I think my biological age is actually lower than 35. And it's certainly lower than what I was at 35. It's funny you actually use the age 35. There's pictures of me at 35 with way more gray. I just literally looked significantly older because I was letting the world age me. And there was a moment, maybe I was around 37, 38, where I was like, why am I choosing to allow this stuff to happen? I could just as easily choose to start being younger. What would younger people do? And I think this is actually one of the things that every human being does. We just accept what we've been told about aging. Well, you're 46 now, you know, you should be slowing down. Oh, you shouldn't be doing those things anymore. You should start thinking about this and that. And what happens is we just fall into that because we believe it. Again, it's part of our identity. I'm a 46-year-old, I'm getting older. I don't buy into that. I'm going, are you kidding me? I have so many great years left. I have so much energy in me, and I know the things to do to stay young, to create more youthfulness in me. And I've got one more thing I love talking about when it comes to age. We have this timeline in our brain. And if we go, yeah, you know, I don't know, maybe 70 years, and then I'm like gonna be pretty slow and bent over and maybe using a walker or whatever. We see this timeline just like we see a race. And you see that there's the finish line up there. Okay, I've got exactly this much space between there and here. See, I'm a firm believer, unless God decides to take me early, I'm going to make it to about 120. So if I know I'm going to make it to 120, and I truly believe that, think of how many great years I have left. I'm very confident in my 90s, I'll still be able to do amazing things. You want to go for a run? Let's go for a run. We're going to go for a workout today. I'm going to be pushing some heavy weights today. Because I've got 120 way out there. That means I've got this long runway of being in great shape, because I'm not going to show up as a 70-year-old and play out my last 50 years as this old person. Yeah. I will be one of the youngest 90-year-olds people will ever see.
I love that. My goal is to play golf on my 100th birthday and beat my age. Yeah. You know, my school.
Yeah.
Maybe you can show up. Since you're a year younger than me, you can show up to my 100th birthday. And I don't know if you play golf or not, but you're going to learn. You got a lot of time left to learn.
I would love that.
So what are you doing to do that? So let's walk through a typical day. And normally we talk business side, but you know, I think, again, as we quote unquote age, I think it is important for the people who are listening to this, is what do we need to be doing to stay young, stay youthful? You know, like being able to go run and play basketball with my kids and get on the floor with my grandkids when in the future. Like, those are the things that I want to be able to do. So how are we doing that now? Like, what does Marcus do day in and day out? I've seen your Instagram, man. You're freaking ripped. So what do you do? What are those habits?
That's awesome. And by the way, I love that we're taking this pivot, because if we're going to be talking business, if you focus more on your health, your business will improve.
Yeah.
I am so confident in those 1,000%. Words. If I wasn't as energetic, as healthy as I am, my businesses wouldn't have done anything anywhere near what they've done. Yep. So my workouts are so key to me. And it's not even just my workouts. I'm a huge proponent of cardio. I love getting my fasted cardio done in the morning. And this has nothing to do with my body. The body is actually a total side effect. I love waking up and getting on that treadmill, because it gets my blood flowing right away. It gets my mind working right away and keeps me off my phone. If we open up our phone right when we wake up, you and I both know our whole day is dictated now by this phone. There's only going to be bad stuff that's about to happen. Either we're going to start seeing emails and there's a whole bunch of fires to put out. Okay, I better get to this. Or we look at social media and now we start comparing ourselves to everybody else. That doesn't end well. I get on my treadmill and I'm in prayer. I'm in gratitude. I'm in a great place looking at the rest of my day going, this is going to be an amazing day for all these reasons. What a great way to start my day. I get my workout in. I get my ice bath in. I get my sauna in. Ooh, I got a lot of things going for me already. I get all of my vitamins in. I get a healthy breakfast in. Which part of this doesn't sound like an extremely excellent way to start our day? And if we do these things, shocker, you're going to have an exceptional day. Now just keep it going. What are the other disciplines you can put into your life, the other habits you can put into your life to keep that going all day long? And see, that's been my journey. And one of the things I love doing and I love helping other people with is to go, we have so many assumptions about what we have to do or have to feel in the course of a day. I'm a big fan of challenging all assumptions. Who told you had to do that? Who told you had to eat fast food? What if I said you didn't have to eat fast food? You could eat healthy foods all day. What if you listened to your body, listened to your gut, listened to your mind? When you eat garbage food, when you eat fast food, and I'm not blasting anybody for it, we've all done it, I do it. But if you instead ate healthier foods that, oh man, I actually feel good when I eat this. It doesn't slow me down. It doesn't weigh me down. I can think clearly. I can be sharper. What if you did that all the time? What if you were able to show up to life 100%, 100% of the time? How much further could you get in life? And then let's talk about the positive effects of this, the positive role. I sleep better at night. I wake up with more energy and more excitement for my day. Do you think I'm better to my wife and children because of this energy, because of the enjoyment I get out of life? And then I create other wonderful standards. One of the great standards I have in my life now, which I've never had in my whole life, I freaking love my calendar. I love what I have in my calendar. Every day I look at my calendar, I'm like, this is amazing. That took tons of work. That doesn't happen overnight. I had to just keep eliminating the stuff that I don't want to be doing, the people I don't want to be around. So now when I open my calendar, I look and I go, oh my goodness, this is awesome. I'm going to spend an hour and a half with Brett today. Phenomenal. Oh my goodness, I get to have a meeting with this person and this person. Oh, that's for this. Exciting. These are positive roles and it's absolutely possible. I am not this guy that's like, well, it doesn't work for you guys. Marcus has done it. I was born with this and born with that. None of that. And don't give yourself that excuse of, well, Marcus can do it, I can't. I am the perfect example of, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm not born smarter than you. I wasn't born with more money than you. I have none of those things that are obvious. Oh, he should win. Now, of course, people can look at me and go, he should win, because I built all this stuff in front of me. I created this life so that I could win, and you can absolutely do it too.
Yeah, freaking love that, man. And it makes me think of the word choice. Like, I love the word choice. I was just with a guy this past weekend, and he was talking about this thing, and I won't say what it is because I'll give it away, but you know, for his privacy. But, and we were talking about this other person that worked for him, and they said, and I said, oh man, that stinks. He goes, no, it doesn't. It doesn't stink. He goes, that was his choice. Yeah. He chose that for his life. And it hit me, and I was like, yeah, you know what? He's right, man. It's because he's right. Like, we all make choices in our life. Anybody listening to this right now, they have made a choice for wherever they're at in their life, right? Yes. So when you hear the word choice, what comes to Marcus's mind?
Brother, I absolutely love this conversation. I love talking about choice. Honestly, when I'm speaking on stages, I usually talk about choice for a significant time because we don't recognize that we have so many choices. And, you know, it seems like we're just boiling it down to just a simple concept, but the truth is it is that simple. Most of us want to push it away going, no, it wasn't my choice. These other factors. And what's so detrimental in us doing that is you're releasing control. You're focusing on things that you can't control. Let's talk about the government. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about all these things. It's like you have no control over. What if you focus more on the things you do have control over? If you focus on those things, you will quickly recognize you have the choice. I have the choice to wake up this morning and get a workout in or not. I have the choice this morning to eat good food or bad food. I have the choice to pick up my phone and start looking at social media and choose to start comparing myself to others or do something for myself. If you start making these little choices in the right direction, life can change radically in an instant.
1,000% agree on that again, man. So let's go back to your habits. You talked about run. I think you said weights, exercise, cold plunge, sauna. I couldn't agree more. Me and some of my buddies, we joke though, man, sometimes, you know, if we really wanted to do everything we want, it'd be like a 2.5 hour morning session, right? So like, do you get to work like by 10:30? Well, I can't do that. Some days you can, but not every day maybe, but maybe I can, maybe that's a choice. So walk us through, I wake up and I then get on my professional day. What does that look like for you? And are you doing cold plunge before the sauna? Cause if so, you're crazy.
I am a sauna than cold plunge kind of guy.
That's what I got. Okay.
Brett, I absolutely love what you just said. And I love what your brain just forced you to say. Cause you were like, man, that's a 2.5-3 hour start to day. I mean, I can't do that. Oh, wait, I guess that's the crazy thing. And I said this myself for so many years. I'm like, I can't do that. And then I started doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wake up earlier than most people, but I've had an exceptional day before 9 a.m. every single day. Yeah. And now whatever time you have to get to work. Yeah. I'm not saying tomorrow, wake up 3 hours earlier. Sure. That's going to be a nightmare. But this is where I talk about baby steps. What if you had to wake up 30 minutes earlier tomorrow? Yeah. Could you do that? Of course. Yeah. And then after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, another 30 minutes, because you're now used to the first 30 minutes. You do another 30 minutes. This is how you can get yourself to 3 hours. But here's what's wild. Again, I said the exact same thing as you. I can't do all that stuff. And I got good results in life. Now I do the full 2.5-3 hours before I start my day. This is the best life I've ever lived. And it's not even close. And it's not just because I got my workout in, I did my prayer time, I got my cold plunge, I got my sauna, I ate well, I did all these things, but it's because I celebrate and I go, I accomplished so much today. Yeah. Do you know how much vigor that gives me to walk into the world? Like, I've already done so much. I'm a victor today. I've already won my day and I haven't even started my work. Yeah. Imagine walking into your day every day. I did it. Yeah. I'm already accomplished. You can't knock me down from this. Yeah, things are going to go sideways sometimes. But if you've already won the day, you go, I'm going to figure this out. That's okay. This is okay. I'll figure this out too.
Yeah, it's funny, man. Everything you're saying is literally, you could probably press record on or play on a lot of these podcasts and you hear the exact same usage of words from me, because most days I do that stuff. And it is like, I don't do the cold plunge every day, but you know, when I'm in, I do the sauna every day. And you know, when I'm in there and I'm like, my gosh, I just did my 10 pages of reading. I did my journaling. I did my exercise. I did my cardio. Now I'm sitting in the sauna and it's like, this isn't a comparing me to every other person out there. I'm just saying for myself, holy shit, look what you've just accomplished. And to you, I always say, if we can win the morning, we can win the day, right?
Yes.
And so if I win the morning and then I come into the office and it's focus 90, I spend the first 90 minutes every day. There's no meetings. There's no nothing on my calendar. It's focus 90 on the things that I need to do in the next 90 days to move the needle in the most important areas of my life. So if I'm doing that, I've already won the morning. And now I'm going to win the first 90 minutes of my quote unquote work day. And I'm not dealing with other people's stuff yet. Who's going to win the day, the quarter, the year, the decade, right? The life, right? I believe that I will win. I believe that you will win. And that's what I hope people get from me on this podcast is, again, it is a choice. It's a schedule and it's a choice and we got to do it. And it's, you don't have to beat yourself up when you're not perfect. Like today when I didn't do it. Right. So that's another question I'd have for you. The days that it may not happen or go right, how do you pick yourself up back up and not beat yourself up?
Oh, I love the question. So listen, first of all, Brett, I see that in you. And I know everybody listening sees that in you too, man. And I'm so proud of you for that. But one thing I want to highlight for everybody listening is success leaves clues. You've just heard from two guys. And if you think Brett and I are successful in any aspect of our lives, which just so you know, in the least cocky way I could possibly say this, I'm extremely successful. And I'm not just talking about, oh, I've got money and all that. No, I'm successful because I freaking love my life. I have energy. Amen. I have an amazing relationship with my wife. I have an amazing relationship with my kids. I am successful because I enjoy this. I have so much fulfillment. Look at what all the things that Brett and I have in common. That's not just like, well, that's fine for them. Don't give yourself that excuse. Go, which of these things can I start implementing? You don't have to do them all. Do one of them. Start doing one and then look back after a week, after 2 weeks and say, how's that going? How does that feel? Am I on the same path as those other guys? Could I add one more of these things? What you're going to notice, yeah, that does feel good. Yeah, I am starting to experience those things. And now, right, I want to transition right into answering your question. Yes, there are going to be days you miss. Yes, you're going to get sick a little bit here and there, but you'll get sick less, by the way, if you do all these things. I don't feel any guilt over missing these things. None. Guilt will play zero role in this. If you allow guilt to take over, you are going to just divert yourself back to your old path. Just like me to fail like I always do. That's bull crap. You just go, it's okay. I'm going to give myself grace. I'm going to give myself mercy. If you need to, separate yourself and think about it as a third person. If there's someone you love in your life and they missed one workout, would you be like, ah, Brett, you loser. You missed one workout. Would you do that?
No.
Of course you wouldn't. That's horrible. So you don't talk to yourself that way. You give grace. Hey, it's okay. It's only one day. But guess what? Tomorrow, you're back on it, aren't you? How committed are you to doing it tomorrow? Yes, Marcus, I am committed. Boom, talk yourself into make sure you don't miss twice. And that is the true characteristic of someone very successful. We miss, we will miss, we don't miss twice.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that we don't miss twice. So I coach a lot, I have four kids, four boys, and you know, I talk to them about, hey, if you mess up on the baseball field and you make an error, don't try to then pick it up and make another error by getting it done faster. If you did something bad on defense, don't go then do something stupid back to back, right? Don't make two errors in a row. So I couldn't agree more. If I miss today, well, then the chances are I got to get it. I got to get back on the saddle, right? I got to get in there tomorrow and get it done. And so for me, I'm sitting here thinking through all this is from August until August of 2022 until about, I guess this past, maybe August or October, somewhere in there. I had 13 guys in an accountability text, and that changed my life from a standpoint of I got in the habit of working out because it started with Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6 a.m. They were going to meet in my backyard. Well, if I know there's going to be 12 other dudes meeting in my backyard, what's this guy going to do even when I don't want to get up? I'm getting up, right?
Yes.
Well, it works so well, Marcus, I stopped doing it, right? Now, I've kept the habit of working out going, but I've stopped that habit of accountability. Whereas today, being Tuesday, I would have got up and they'd have been in my backyard, right? So how is accountability, if at all, how has that played a role in your life?
Massive. Massive. I couldn't more hard and highly stress the fact that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Yeah.
So you look at the five people you're spending the most time with. If you want to be a healthy person, are any of those people lifting up the average? If you want to be healthy and you start spending a bunch of time with five guys who love working out, who love the gym, who fitness is a part of their life, guess what's going to happen to you? Brett just talked about it. A bunch of guys got together and were like, hey, we're working out. Then you're going to work out. If you hang out with a bunch of guys that are like, hey, we're hanging out at McDonald's again today, guess where you're going to be hanging out? Guess where what you're going to be eating? So make that decision. And when you guys hear that, this isn't just a call to be like, now you got to drop your old five. Screw those guys. It's not like that. It's not like that. But choose wisely to say, you know what? I need a new five who's going to be my five for fitness. And really spend some time with them. Commit that time with them. Some of the old people in your life, yeah, you might have to boot. You might. I'll leave that decision to you. But my point is, it's a choice.
Amen, brother. So what'd you eat for lunch today?
I have all my food.
I mean, before that, sorry, what have you eaten today? Not just for lunch, or if at all, maybe you haven't eaten lunch yet. So what have you eaten today, and what's today's meal plan look like for you?
Sure. Every morning starts the same with a bowl of oats. I have anywhere from 3/4 cup to a cup of oats, slow oats. They don't take that long to make. With a cup of egg whites, one egg, and a cup of blueberries. That's my go-to breakfast. I know how my body loves it, digests it perfectly every time, gives me the macros I need every time. And there it is. And I'm a pretty consistent.
So how do you do that? Sorry, the cup of oats. So how do you do that? How do you prepare that?
Yeah. I put a little bit of water in with the cup of oats. I put in the cup of egg whites. I put in the one egg, microwave. There it is.
It's cooked. So literally you just crack an egg, throw it in there. It's in a little glass bowl or whatever. You mix it up and throw it in the microwave. How long?
It takes 4.5 minutes, and then I give it a stir, and then it takes another 45 seconds.
Got it down, baby. It's down to a science.
Yeah,
Can you get that out? So it's probably a thicky, like oatmeal type thing, I would assume, right?
It's a blend between an oatmeal thicky type thing and a fluffy kind of egg thing.
Okay. Got it. So you do that.
That might be weird for some people on the first try, by the way.
it's an appreciated taste. Though. It's like a good wine. Yeah. You got to appreciate it.
I put a little bit of cinnamon in there, by the way.
Okay. And then, so you do that. And then today, my guess is you didn't go to Jersey Mike's Subs like I did and have a big old turkey sandwich.
No, sir.
Did you? Hey, if I'm not anything, I'm at least transparent. I'm just like trying to figure it out, just like everybody else, right?
Yes.
So okay, what's that look like?
I'm a huge fan, and I can't recommend more highly to get food prepped.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like, oh, come on, I'm not a rich guy. I know. And I started doing it way before I had the money to do it. But here's why. I have all my food prepped for me, so it's not a question of, oh, what should I be eating for lunch? And how often do you eat lunch and you're like, Rick, I'm so hungry now. And that meeting went longer. I didn't have the time. Oh, what's the closest thing I can eat? Okay, I'm going to Jersey Mike's. I'm going to this. I'm going to that. It's a terrible situation. And then we overeat. So then we've slowed ourselves down. We've slowed our metabolism down for the rest of the day. We don't have the energy that we should have. When we have prepped food, not only is it clean, it's the stuff I want to eat. I know it's good for my body. The minute I'm ready for it, It takes 1 minute and 10 seconds in the microwave. I can come back to my desk and keep working. I've eaten, I have great energy, and I'm focused again to keep going. Look at all the time and energy I just saved. How can I utilize that to make more money? And just to be clear, we're talking about making, I need to make about 12 more dollars. If you can't make 12 more dollars with all that extra time and all that extra energy, I don't know if I can help you.
So is that a Sunday thing you do, or is that something you pay to prep all your food?
I pay someone else to prep it. Now, this is a great question, because I used to prep all my own food. I would take Sunday and I'd take like 4 hours, maybe 5 hours, including the shopping, cook a whole bunch of chicken breasts, a whole bunch of yams and potatoes, a whole bunch of broccoli. One day I did the math and I was paying myself about $2 to $2.50 per hour to prep all that food. And I was like, I am definitely worth more than $2 to $2.50 per hour. So now I'm going to try a food prep company. And what's so cool about the food prep companies, not only do they all show the macros, so you can find out if you're eating healthy or not, but then they've also figured out how to make really healthy food taste great. And if they haven't, then choose a different food prep company. I have a local one here. It's local to British Columbia. It's called Meals Await. They are spectacular. Like, I literally look forward to every meal I'm going to eat. Isn't that amazing? And what a difference from the average person who eats healthy. Oh, I have to eat this stupid boiled chicken and this and salad and all this. Man, don't do that. Don't do that. It's not sustainable. I don't recommend it. Find healthy foods you can love. And my best tip for someone who's trying to eat healthier, go to the sauce aisle in the store and find a delicious calorie-free sauce. If you can find a sauce that you love that's calorie-free. So I lived on Frank's Red Hot Sauce for years. And then they came out with the Buffalo Hot Sauce. What? It's like 2 calories, I want to say. I could pour that on chicken. I could eat that all day. I pour it on my yams. I pour it on my potatoes. Now you can eat the healthy food and you haven't sullied it.
Yeah, that's freaking great. I already know the company I'm going to get. I'm going to get somebody in here, because you think about it. Like, I went to lunch today. Prices in the world today are crazy. I mean lunch was $18 today. I'm like, what in the hell? Like, this is just crazy. So you can't give me the excuse for those that are eating out, all of us that are eating out, that it's going to be any more expensive to hire somebody than it's going to be that much more expensive, right? To get something healthy brought to my office. And we eat here together with my buddies here in the office, and it's better for me. So I like that, Marcus. I'm doing that. Where am I at here in my notes? As we've talked about everything without even having to look at my notes, because they're a lot alike.
Brett, do you mind? I want to go back to baseball for 1 second, because I love that you went to baseball, and it so perfectly ties in what we were talking about, holding ourselves to these standards of 100%. And what I mean by that is, oh man, I blew my workout. Now I'm a mess up. I screwed up. This is crap. Baseball. Are we shooting for 100%? Are we shooting for 10 out of 10 at bat? You are insane if you are, and you are setting yourself up for so much failure. If you hit 3.5 out of every 10, 35 hits out of 100, you're going to make the Hall of Fame.
Right.
That should tell you how we should be holding ourselves to certain standards. Now, I'm not saying every 10 workouts you're trying to get in, you get 3.5, you should be happy. No. But what I'm saying is, don't say that if I don't do 10 out of 10, I'm a piece of crap. And I think so many of us, if we're being honest, that's exactly what we do. And it always makes me laugh, again, another sport. When I'm playing golf with someone, and especially men do this, and we're so bad at this, we compare every single shot to our best shot ever. Oh, you don't understand, Brett. One time I hit this 245 yards, it rolled to 6 feet of the pin. And because I didn't do it this time, I'm a piece of crap.
Yeah.
And because we hold ourselves to those standards, we play terrible games. And all of a sudden, I shot 104.
Exactly. All of a sudden, you're just like, it's not good. I get it. I'm a golfer. I get it. It's terrible. Well, this has been awesome, man. I know you've got a book coming out, Play a Bigger Game. And people can go to playabiggergame.com. Talk to us about that.
Oh, thank you, brother. I was called to write this book. I'm so excited to give people this book. It's a gift. God really wrote this book through me. It's about my life and how I went from zero to hero. All the mindset principles, the perspective shifts that I picked up along the way. And I just give them to you in really simple challenges. And then I give you advanced challenges. And my promise to anyone who reads this book and does the challenges, your life will radically change. You just need to put this stuff into action. We are such a consumeristic society. We consume, we consume, we consume, and we wonder why we don't change. Because if we're not putting these things into action, nothing can change. Yeah. But if you take this knowledge and you put it to action, you've learned stuff on this podcast today. Choose one or two things that you learned today, put them into action, try them out for a week, and then assess, how did it go? Write it down. How did my week? Oh my goodness, my week went much better. Are you on a better path for life now? Absolutely you are. If you stick with it and you keep developing the habits and the discipline to keep this stuff going, your life will get infinitely better.
Putting this right here, achieving a future greater than your past. That's my journal. It's on Amazon right now. Anybody listening should go buy it. It's exactly what Marcus is saying. I mean, there's a weekly scorecard. There's Sunday planning. There's write down your goals every day. Write down your gratitude every day. It's not rocket science, right? If we just do these simple things that you and I are talking about, but you do them day in and day out, that's where the beauty comes. And it doesn't mean that Marcus enjoys doing every second of it, right? He has built the habit to do that. It doesn't mean you enjoy it every single time. Fair?
Oh, really? So good, brother. And listen, for anybody who got something out of me today or liked the energy, felt something special, and you want to plug back in, come to playabiggergame.com. It's a beautiful community where we push each other. It's a growth community. It's an accountability community. Come and have a conversation with us. Experience this amazing community where we want to grow together. We want to achieve together. If you don't have a strong enough five in your life, come borrow mine. Let me be one of your five. I promise you, if you let me be one of your five, things are going to change.
I love it. Awesome, man. You were great, Marcus. Loved having you on the Circle of Success, man. It was awesome. Great conversation. Appreciate your time.
Man, I appreciate you so much. I think so highly of you. You are an absolute stud. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And one last gift I want to give you. Anybody listening to this, if you have gotten anything out of this podcast, will you go rate this podcast? Brett puts in so much work. He gets amazing guests. Go give the guy a 5-star rating. It makes such a difference for when people are looking for podcasts. Tell people why they're going to enjoy this podcast. And we appreciate you so much.
Awesome, brother. Thanks so much.